Thank you very much. I want to tell the Lord thank you. I want to tell the Lord thank you. He do so much and done so much for me. Till I told him thank you when I got up this morning. After telling him thank you when I laid down last night. But with you, I want to tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, Lord, I thought one time, justice being right, I thought I wanted justice. But later I find out justice wasn't really what I needed so much. Justice had already had my case before me and they found me guilty. And then when the verdict come out, I was found guilty of everything that I was charged with. And then I was sentenced. And sinners of mine, if you know what I needed, Lord, I must say, I need a lawyer. Lord, I must good church. Lord, I want mercy. Get him going on the battlefield. I'm about through, y'all. Dale done preach. Going on the battlefield with just a few soldiers. But he knew if his captain, you know who his captain was. And I, in my mind, I hear him saying, he's my captain. He's my captain. Now Paul and Silas bound down. In prison. But somewhere about 12 o'clock that night, I could hear them saying in mind, if we call him Alpha, call him he answer. I remember one night I called him. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I want to say I'm glad, I'm happy, my soul rejoiced to be with you this afternoon. The Lord is good to us to see your lovely faces and shake your warm hands one more time. I don't show me that, brother. Okay. Brother Austin? Yeah. God bless Brother Austin, too. Glad to see him. Once I'm indeed glad to be here and glad to see all the brethren, the elders, and sisters that I haven't seen in a good while. I think about you often, but my health don't serve me as good as it used to now. And Trent, been pretty busy at home too, trying to get around, trying to serve three churches there, and trying to serve at Moderate Association, and just about you can't get around like I once had to cover the ground I once used to cover. But I'm glad to be here. And thank God for Brother Fullmore. I'm glad to be here with him on this meeting. He done preached so wonderful till tonight. And then he took time out and gave us a lot of good instruction, teaching us. Sometimes that's what we need, actually most of them do preaching. It need to be taught. I tell our people many times we would do better, but we don't know no better. Sometimes what we're doing, we just don't actually know no better. We're doing things and come up from the tradition, custom, slavism, and we think it's right. We wouldn't do it if we knew it wrong. Ain't that right? But we think it's right. There is, in Romans 8 chapter, we're going to read just a verse or two. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm glad I'm free, church. I'm glad I'm free. I'm yet a sinner by nature, and I'm tested every day, and I'm a witness to it. In me, I can't trust. I can't trust myself. I wished I could, but I can't trust myself. I'm weak. I can't do all the things right that I know to do right. I'm weak. I'm yet in the flesh. Jesus said to those disciples, said, the Spirit is willing, but it's the flesh that is weak. And we are still in the flesh, he said in the 17th chapter of St. John. Don't take them out the flesh. Don't take them out the world. But I'd like to say you this afternoon to keep the world out of them. I phrase that a lot of time as the Lord give it to me, and I'd go back when I'm 1900, I believe in 12, if I have it right, the Titanic. You know, it was sunk before I was born, but it always, I got some of the history and always stayed with me. And so many people were on board and so much confidence in the Titanic. But as long as the Titanic was sailing in the Atlantic Ocean, everything was all right, wasn't it? As long as the Titanic was sailing in the Atlantic Ocean. But when the iceberg had torn a hole and then the ocean got to sailing in the Titanic, then things went bad. Ain't that right, brother? That's what God wants. He left us here in the world. But he wants us to be in the world, but not live after the world. There is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Better get a little more, another word right there, because we can very well get the misunderstanding, misception, and think just because you're a Christian or a child of God, or we may say you've been born again, think you can't do no wrong. The spirit in you that don't do wrong. But then there's a nature that you're dwelling in that ain't nothing but wrong. And then it's called about a warfare. Ain't that right, brother? Between the spirit and nature is to keep you in the right path. Then Paul said there in the Ephesians here, Paul said, I therefore, chapter, I believe it was Ephesians, Paul said, I therefore the prisoner. Doing the best I can, but don't wait, keep me straight. I got to lock me up sometime. Ain't that right? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation of what you call. How do you do that? You got to humble down. Some of us ain't humble enough to live right. Ain't that right? We don't know how to talk to people. Ain't that right, brother? Sometimes it ain't exactly what you said, but it's the way you said it sometimes that makes a big hurt coming to somebody. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, brethren, that you walk worthy the vocation wherewith we are called with all loins and meekness. You got to have a meek spirit. I thank God for a meek spirit. And then having this meek spirit, sometime the devil gonna take advantage of you because you is meek and humble with long suffering, for bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity. I want the union of the Spirit of God to dwell in my heart. And I don't care who he is, Brother Phil, one along here. He made it so plain, so clear to us. We don't have no strain to understand what he was saying. White or black, old or young, yellow, green, whoever you may be, ain't that right? If you've been born of God, we all in one family. If you ain't been born of God, then you're just out this family. But if you're in this family, then he's talking to you. Somebody say it's hard to live a Christian life, but they made a mistake. If you want to get in a hard rut being a Christian, you try to get out of that rut and try to live some other kind of life. And then you can have a hard time. They told me it's hard to live a Christian life, but Jesus said the way of a transgressor. That's what's hard. Ain't that right? Now, who's a transgressor? Somebody have done been pulled out the muck and mire and clay and done been brought from nature's darkness and moral light and done heard the voice of the Son of God talking. Whoa, I'm so glad this afternoon. One morning he called me in a loud and a holy calling. He thundered my judgments. He lightened my conscience. And they broke my soul. Pulled my feet out the muck and mire and stood on a solid rock. And told me to go home. Tell my friend what great thing the Lord done for me. Ever since that moment I've been running. Sometime right and sometime wrong. Sometime down and sometime up. But so glad this afternoon. If God be for you, the world can't do you no harm. 10,000 snares may trap your feet, but God holding your hand. And that's the way it is. Everything gonna be all right. I want to tell you now, and I'm gonna close out El Field and preaching so good to this afternoon. But I just want to know you to know I'm a witness to what already done been said. Hold on the scene and keep up the Lord's word. Do what he told you to do. Walk worthy and talking to them who've been born again. And as you keep God's commandment, sometime you're going to be misunderstood. Sometime your best friend, I hate to say it so, but sometime a wife, a misunderstanding, husband by leaving right. And that's a right. Sometime the husband understands a righteous wife. And that's a real. But hold on to God's eternal hand. And that's a real. Heart of mine, but no, then I want to say now, I don't talk with you no more. I am therefore, I beseech you, brethren, to walk worthy of the vocation, wherewith you are called. Lord, heart of mine, God done call you, done set you free. Don't be again entangled with the yoke of bondage. And that's the way it is. I put on the whole arm of favor. Lord, call a man that knows inside. Tell Satan, get behind me, Satan. Stand up for God this season. Just like he's a natural man. Put on the whole full arm this afternoon. Jesus stood for you and I. And that's the way it is. Call a man, knows inside. I want to see you now. This evening, if you stand for God, sometimes you're going to be by yourself. Sometimes you're going to be alone. If you can't stand to be talked about and misunderstood for the name of Jesus, then you ain't worthy to be his disciple. Not them only who walk worthy, who is in Christ, but who walk worthy. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk worthy, who walk right, who hold up the bloodstain of Jesus Christ. Now, we got some people that, well, I don't know whether Christian or not, I ain't going to say. But I say one thing, they ain't like me. I don't know about you all, but I got a limit. I can only go so far. Well, yes, I can do some wrong things, but I can only go so far because I got a conscience. Yes. And that yes. Conscience will bring me down yes. To confess my wrongdoing. Yes. I heard this said in closing out now. A man said one time that he had met this man and he just didn't believe in the Lord and that done things, wouldn't repent. He said, brother, said, you know, said, you got, I don't, your country don't bother you? He said, no. He said, do you have any country? No. He said, no, I ain't got none. They don't bother me. I don't want none because tell me they keep you sick all the time. You don't keep your conscience clear, you'd be better off without it. Ain't that right? Yeah. Oh, you keep your head down. You can't hold your head up. God, would you hold up your head this afternoon?
Yes.
Let your light shine. Yes. Now, when a real Christian, when he is wrong, the Lord's going to let him know he's wrong. And then his conscience is going to bring him to be condemnation. And one way out of that condemnation, that is to confess your fault, repent of your wrongdoing. And I tell the people all the time, in my clothing right now, I tell people all the time, now saying I'm sorry, don't come down here and stole my mule out my lot. And got him carrying on your house, got him in the field or in your lot, and then come to my house and I'm sorry I stole the mule. Don't just carry him on, just go on back. If you're sorry, bring a mule home. Yeah. That's right. You make me believe you're sorry, but you see, you can be sorry two ways. You can be sorry you got caught, and then you can hope for the next chance to do it again. But when you show up don't mean to do it again, well, then you're bringing me back home. In my clothing. Now, Judas, when he brought back, looked at Jesus, he felt sorry in his heart. And he brought back again. When he come back, he brought the silver back. Ain't that right, brother? I ain't going to bother that tonight, but we don't get on some of the days again, if Lord will. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Jesus, ain't he good to us, church? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I heard Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego tell them Nebuchadnezzar, say, we ain't care for any man. That's how we talk to him. Why? My God. Able, my God, able. I love to tell people now I'm getting kind of old. I'm glad about it. Somebody's shame, but I'm pushing 80 years old. It's going to soon be over. I got my ticket in my hand. Somebody said, well, it's going to travel to you, but I got on my shoe and ready to travel. Swang low, chariot. Swing low, chariot.